Barstool Pick'em Week 15, brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, America's crazy good mortgage company. They're stoolies. They are stoolies. We love them.
Big
they
stoolies.
Love us. They support us so much so. Cross Country Mortgage is proud to be sponsoring the Barstool Pigskin Parlay contest for the rest of the football season. They're doubling the guaranteed weekly payout on the free-to-play contest, giving stoolies a chance to win more each week. Download the Play Barstool app today to participate for your chance to win. Like I said, doubling it. Cross Country Mortgage, they love us. We love them. They are the best. If you are looking for a mortgage, Cross Country Mortgage is the only place you should be going. Even if you're not ready to buy a house right now, maybe you rent, maybe your lease is up in 12 months. It is good to talk to someone to try to figure out what the next steps are in your life, in home buying, in a mortgage, which should not be a scary word. Mortgages are very easy to navigate when you have people like Cross Country Mortgage helping you out. Cross Country Mortgage can tell you within 5 minutes if they can save you a boatload of cash. If you are a rider like myself, like Dave, and you lost 21 units on Saturday responsibly, Cross Country Mortgage, you talk to them. They can figure out a way to save you money because times might be getting tight with those 21 units lost. It's a great opportunity to take cash out for the stuff you want, man caves, home improvement project, or if you need pay off student loans or to save other events in your life. Also, if you have a lease coming up, like I said, make sure you get in touch with them because they can probably get that process going for you. Don't let the misconception stand in the way of you buying a home. Go to ccmlens.com/pick'em to learn more about your future home buying experience or to refinance your current mortgage. That's ccmlens.com/pick'em to learn more. And don't forget to enter the Pigskin Parlay contest on the Play Barstool app. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Opportunity. Okay.
If you consider yourself a rider, you should have the Play Barstool app downloaded.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And again, with these guys, the good thing is when you do, like, some companies advertise, some know who we are, these guys know who we are, they're not going to screw you. And they'll probably, you're going through the process, they're going to crack jokes about, they'll know they're all the inside stuff, like Rico and...
You're like, they're probably like, oh, yeah, you could have afforded a mansion.
You took Marshall.
Now you can't. You can afford
Marshall.
This first little
half,
shack.
You took game. They were 24-point favorites. They lost by 30. It was one of the worst picks ever. Documented by Mortal Lock right up there with Toledo. Who won the coin flip?
Marshall won the coin flip.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that was eliminated. I went and found that tweet of Marshall tweeting, we won the coin flip and we're receiving. So if you are a rider like myself, and Dave, what do you do? What do you do when you lose 13.2 units on one single game? What do you do when you lose 21 units on a Saturday?
Didn't lose 21 on Saturday.
What did you lose?
Lost 13 on the week. 13.3
on
the week.
What did you lose on Saturday?
A lot.
21?
Well, I had six built up from Thursday.
What did you lose? If your units were a person on Saturday, could they get a beer in a bar
close.
In America?
Probably close, yeah.
It's. I mean, that's.
I didn't count them all up. I know I was down 13.3.
Oh no!
I know I was down 13.3.
I'll count them right now.
It's a tough game.
It was horrific. I know you didn't watch any, but you were in Miami.
So what was it? Was it a fluke? What was the fluke? It was a fluke.
No, it wasn't a fluke. I just think it'll never have. Like, it was insane. The kid threw five interceptions. Rice got outgained.
What made you do that pick? By the way, was it maybe you had some information that everyone else had? Was there something that told you in your head when the news came out that the quarterback was out and the line went the wrong way?
No, that one didn't. I don't know.
I'm looking out for
the running back and the wide receiver didn't play. As it turned out, the quarterback didn't play, which nobody knew about. Kid threw five interceptions for Marshall. Rice was getting the ball in the 30 and going in and scoring.
Listen, it's the worst pick, maybe second worst, that or Toledo, but what am I going to do? I was 7-14, so I'm not going to throw a stone.
This is why the unit system, though, doesn't make sense. We've said this from the get-go. Like, you can have a 21 unit. Like, I'm just thinking about the poor kid who wakes up on Saturday morning and
I'm 7-14. That's like the worst week I've had maybe in 2 years. I'm down seven units. He's down 20-something. It's crazy.
One and a half?
I mean,
plus seven on the year.
If I lost that many units at my units on a Saturday, I'm gone. I'm ghost. I do what you did when you had the 50 burger season. I'm gone. You never see me again.
Credit to you for being here today. I did not expect that.
I'm also a little bit stunned by the lack and the ongoing, storyline of being a rider who's a rider and, you know, the B mob versus B mob. I'm stunned there hasn't been more, like, okay, you're a rider. Like, you're like,
Christmas is coming, right? You get your moment in time. We know you're a rider.
Dave doesn't celebrate Christmas.
It's facts.
Hanukkah's coming. I apologize. Do that every year.
Hank didn't say anything either. Not that he would, but I mean, it you.
No, but
just,
when you're a rider, you're a rider. We know.
What well, about, you question my riderhood nonstop.
Right.
Not nonstop.
Meh. Pretty close to nonstop. I mean,
how he gets back together.
How was Huggy Bear?
He was good. Thank
yeah?
you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Some may say I'm a rider. Some may say I'm not. I get accused of not being a rider, and then all of a sudden I get Huggy Bear for B-Mob. Go download and subscribe out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And
we're going to get that. Oh, that's the other one.
No, B-Mob. Out Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
No, Monday, Thursday for us.
Which one are you?
Bench Mob.
B-Mob.
The one with the sponsor.
Okay. I'm confused. All right, what else we got going on? Michigan, Cowards, or they had COVID? I'm not going to COVID shame.
No.
Well, time out. Smart. Cowards? No, smart's not. Listen, if you run into oncoming, gunfire, hey, I'm not going to be the first guy in. I may be the third guy in. Is that cowardice? I mean, listen, here's the options. Cancel the game or lose by 100.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cancel
literally 100.
Yeah, no, I'll cancel that game. This is an arch enemy. This is all is fair in love and war. This is, again, have you ever seen the movie The Patriot?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah, aim small, miss small.
Correct. Now, the British, the Redcoats, would be like, oh, they're fighting like cowards. They're hiding behind the trees. They're ducking. They won't just show up and go 1, 2, 3, shoot. We're hiding behind the trees, except we're never even shooting. We're just hiding behind the trees.
Yeah, you're the guy who in Fortnite just hides the whole time until there's
Smitty,
one person
right,
left.
Yeah.
Tries to wait it out.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. So
listen, I'm not going to COVID shame.
So not coward.
I do think it's actually real. Like,
I don't care if it's real. If you have the opportunity to get out of that game and you're Michigan, I'm a Michigan guy. That's being smart. We're the smart school. They're the stupid school. You hide behind the trees and you don't show your face, because if you show your face, they're going to pin you and they're going to punch you until your brains are out. And we've seen 100 years. Ryan Day said, like you, we want to beat them by 100.
100.
Well, no thanks.
100.
We can't play football.
That spread was too low.
What was
it?
28.5?
It
should have been 72.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Kill. So I don't care. You can call it coward. Again, I call it, play to your strengths, which we have none. So it's just don't show up.
What? And they secretly fuck Ohio State. Well, not secretly. They directly fuck Ohio State. And
no
they don't
brainer.
Care about the good of the Big Ten.
No brainer. Yeah, Big Ten. I get it. But it's like, listen, same reason Mel Gibson didn't show up and just go 1, 2, 3, fire. We're not going to win that way. If we show up on that field, we're going to get emasculated.
It's a good point. I do think that the Big Ten has to figure out a way to get Ohio State in.
They will.
But they carry the water for the Big Ten, so they got to figure it out. I saw the rumor Surratt's back. He said that Texas A&M and Ohio State might be playing this weekend, which would be incredible.
Awesome.
That's basically a quarterfinal game.
Yeah.
If they expand to 8, that would be 4 or 5 right now.
Yes. Yes.
Is that something they're talking about?
No, but I'm just saying it would be, if it's a great game, it shows we want expansion anyway. Just get us to 8.
Well, the winner of that game would get to the playoffs.
I understand that, but if you look at it right now, they would have been 4 or 5 anyway. You know what I mean? It's a good quarterfinal.
That would be awesome.
Awesome. Coastal Carolina, BYU is awesome. I think they should just go forward with this in college football flexible scheduling.
Totally.
So there's always a open week at the end of the season where it's like, hey, let's go fucking play.
Totally. They never will, but they should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it doesn't benefit the big guys, really.
Right.
It's like it puts them in the spot.
Because one year, you usually got to do the home and home, and then if you go somewhere.
A lot of these schools sometimes get advantage by it not having to play that big game or the spunky or whatever. But it is very cool, and that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Does this have anything to do with us bringing Pat Hill back into the light? That people anytime, any place, anywhere?
No, I don't think so.
You'll probably give yourself credit for it.
I think it's more COVID.
I get it.
I think it's definitely right. COVID, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I'd say the Pick'em podcast had nothing to do with
Thanks,
Coastal Carolina playing.
So
BYU.
Much for boosting us up. All right.
What?
Just saying.
Well, you know what he is? He is in a good mood.
He's in a jolly mood.
It's the first time, and he hasn't, and I know why it is, and it's because I put the fat boy in a corner and spanked him around a little bit, and now he's happy.
And he had his first winning night, like, ever last night. He went, like, 4-1 or something. He had been the coldest person in the world. He was 1-14 last week for a stretch.
Yeah, not good.
So now he's feeling like he's back.
Dagger, I had Creighton money line in the over.
Over missed, was a horrific.
Missed
beat.
Free throw, 1 second left.
The mom
didn't know what happened. Dan and I were at a business dinner and we looked at the phone.
Oh, nice. Oh yeah. Your name came up.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
All right.
Yeah, it did.
Good.
It did.
Hope you had a good meal.
Yeah. Dave smelled a little shit, and I was like, do I got a little Rico on the bottom of my shoe?
Did Agent 600's name come up?
What?
Did Agent 600's name come up?
He's 600 pounds
what
now?
Was it? 500?
400.
400, sorry.
He's looking good.
He's going to have to issue, like, an apology to me.
Yeah. So, Rico,
if you don't think he will.
No, I love to hear it.
Well, he's crazy.
Yeah, you deserve an apology. You deserve
an
apology.
You know what it is?
The two craziest people on this planet. They deserve each other.
You know what it is?
I'm not crazy. I'm calculated.
No, you're crazy. You are calculated, so you're admitting that you totally undermine other people's careers.
I didn't.
You know what it is, Dave? It's basically like Rico is your son, and Jeff Nadu-Tadu is your stepson. And, like, they're both crazy, both annoying, both calculated. But at the end of the day, you still got to love your son. And you're yelling at your stepson, Rico's in the corner snickering, being like, you deserve it.
I've been dealing with one of them for two presidencies, so yeah. I know what I'm getting with.
Soon to be three.
One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how to navigate that.
No, you absolutely
you
don't.
You don't. You do not. You text me on Monday being like, he better not be there. I'm not coming in on Wednesday. And I was like, Rico, you're coming in because it's your job. And you're like, yeah, you're right. I get preference. I'm like, no, that's not what I said. He literally, you can't understand the thing they said. I was like, no, you're coming in because it's your job. If Jeff Nadu happens to be here, you just fucking deal with it like a man. Men of honor.
No.
Both you literally can't be in the same building with him?
I won't be, no.
Okay. All right, what else? What other college football? What other big things you got, Rico?
Nothing really. Comes down to Ohio State. I don't think they should be in right now.
Why?
There aren't enough games.
Who should be in over?
And who's their good win? They're hanging it like
Indiana.
The Colt was ranked. Yeah, Indiana's a good win.
So who should be in
and
over?
That's it. I don't know. It's tough.
Well, you have to give an answer. Who should
be
in over?
I know.
I ordinarily would agree with you, Rico, but in this year, in the COVID year, I don't buy the not enough games. It's strictly eye test. If you think they're the fourth best team or whatever, you got to put them in. Because it's really no fault of their own. It's really not fair to them.
Right. Who should be in over them?
Cincy.
That's crazy. But I do think this
Cincy played a tough,
but,
like, you can only play who's on your schedule, and they beat the shit out of
you. Well, you could say the same thing about Ohio State. They can only play on who's on schedule. The question that you have to ask right now is, if both teams are undefeated, so it's what they've done in the field, and you had to bet your life on a neutral site, no spread, who would you take?
It'd be Ohio State.
All right, though, there you go. So you should be in.
I also think this is going to work itself out because Alabama's going to beat Florida. I think, well...
Does Florida have any shot? I've been holding
Florida. If they win. They beat Alabama, they're in.
Yeah, no, yeah. Does Florida have any shot to beat Alabama?
Why not?
No, I don't think they do.
I mean, that
all
game
year,
is going to be 100 points. It's going to be crazy offense. It's going to be up and down.
I think they're trending down, Florida.
If Florida can make that just an absolute, like, they basically have the shot like the Ole Miss game.
Yeah.
Alabama, Ole Miss, where it just gets out of hand and you hope you make the last play.
How high is that over that you wouldn't take it?
I don't know where it will come in. I'll take
80?
It. Anything over, yeah, I'll take
anything
it. Anything over 70, I'll take
exactly.
it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Shootout.
It's going to be a great game. It is crazy. I made this point on Sunday night on PMT, but it's crazy to think about how different college football is 10 years later. So Alabama, LSU played on Saturday. There were 42 points, I think, 2 minutes into the second quarter. They played in 2011 twice, and they scored 36 points total. Or 39 points total, excuse me. 36 points total in their two games. Total.
Yeah, one of them was the 9-6
game. 9-6 and then 21-0.
Yeah.
It's crazy how college football has changed.
That's the way the game's going now. You got a gunslinger. You're gonna,
no defense.
You'll be able to play, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Rico, before we do
nothing really.
The card? You didn't prepare anything? Oh, you got benched, Bob. It's okay. You don't actually care about this podcast.
Yes, I do. We talked about the playoff. I don't know what else. BYU Coastal. I don't know how you don't throw the ball in the end zone.
Well, because they were kind of guarding the line, but
I have no problem with that throw. I mean, he makes one guy kind of get it's a great throw.
RadX Remedies is a national CBD provider launched by a group of friends who saw firsthand the benefits of CBD oil. The founder set out to provide pharmaceutical-quality hemp-based CBD oil legally purchasable in all 50 states. The hemp-based CBD is THC-free, so no psychoactive high, just pure CBD relief. RadX has a wide variety of infused products, including tinctures, topicals, and more, like their top-selling Sleepy Bears, helping you achieve deep sleep and recharge. When taking daily NeuroRoot, Focus Plus promotes a brain function, memory development, and a positive mood. For long-lasting daily energy, increase your focus, motivation, and concentration at work, university, or any other athletic activity. Coding, design, creativity, night shifts, study sessions, entrepreneurs, stage performance, attention issues, heavy night, sports, big presentation, whatever your reason, NeuroRoot will have you on point. It's a real-life limitless pill. Over the next 2 months, we will have our month-long Black Friday sales throughout November and December. We're doing 12 days of Christmas giveaways. Every purchase in November enters the customer for a chance to win CBD for a year. So just head over to radxremedies.com/barstool and use code barstool to unlock some special deals lined up for all of you. Act now to receive 10% off with code barstool. Pre-order NeuroRoot Plus now. All orders will be entered to win free CBD for a year. Be sure to catch their Black Friday lightning sales, best prices of the year. 12 days of Christmas giveaways throughout December. Follow on social media to join.
Georgia, Missouri. First game on the list. Georgia, Missouri.
Yeah?
Go. What did you think should be on the list?
I don't know.
I have Missouri. I had Missouri on my 13.5. I had Missouri on my card at first, and they took it off. I'm a little confused on it. Missouri, what are they, 5-3?
Yeah, they are.
They're ranked.
Yeah, they're ranked. They're ranked 25th. So what game would you? What game did you think should be on?
No, I know you do the games.
Yeah, but what game?
I know there's one.
But tell me.
Well, we end with the big one.
Okay, and what game would you rather have on, or think?
It's not that I wouldn't. It's sometimes the big games.
This is the only game that has two ranked matchups, or besides UNC and Miami.
Okay, I had no idea of that.
Who did you think the big game was?
I know what the big game is.
What is it?
Army Navy.
You have, what about Coach K? What a fucking fraud front-running piece of shit.
I said they were going to get run out of the gym last night.
Wait, but what about his excuse?
It's tough.
That's all you got?
Yeah, it's tough. He's done that. I love him, but he's my guy, but that's...
It's gross.
What?
It's gross. Yeah, it's gross. It's actually a Rico Bosco way.
Yeah.
When things don't go your way, you kind of just make excuses. You don't just own up to being
shitty.
It's a tough
look. It's a tough look.
Roy just lost two in a row. You don't see him making excuses.
No. Fact. All right. So who's your pick, Dave?
I'm going to go with Missouri, but it's not on my card.
Well, this is Pat Hill Trophy games.
Yeah, no, I know. So, okay.
So it is on your card. We count all Pat Hill Trophy games.
I'm not betting the game, I should say. Like, I had this privately on my card and took it off.
Got it.
I'm taking Missouri, but it didn't get to the level of confidence where I actually put on my bet card.
Missouri at home?
Yeah.
I'll take Missouri. Georgia... supposed to be top four early in the year. They're like, again, they're ranked because they're an SEC team. They're really showing me nothing. I'll take Missouri with the points.
Yeah, I'll take Missouri
as well. And I don't really even like Missouri, but I'll take Missouri with the points.
I'll take Missouri as well. All right, staying in the SEC, LSU, Florida. I put this game on because I think these two teams hate each other, and I just love the colors. We have two great color matchup games.
I mean,
games.
Didn't it? This was a mascot problem.
Yeah, the Mike
game.
The Tiger skeleton and then the hurricane.
Yeah.
There was a hurricane thing. Big time hate. LSU, Florida. Florida's minus 23.5, over under 68. Let's start with you, Rico.
Okay, so I wrote down that Florida, I like the minus 23. I've crossed that off because I think it's a – I know they have to win to get in, but it's a bit of a look ahead to the SEC. The play I'm making is the over. After what we saw with LSU last week.
I say they like the over. I think that seems like almost a square pick, but I like it as well.
How do you not take the over?
Well, that's why I'm saying it's a square pick.
Fair enough. But, like, are you – it's one of those
how
things.
How much did it suck?
It's like Bedlam. How do you go out there and say, I want the under?
How much – this is Johnny come lately, Rico Bosco. You took the under in Alabama LSU.
No, I did.
No, Rico did.
He did. He convinced me to take the under. No.
I had it.
It made sense. what he said.
Close. But I have the over here too. I've watched. I do think Florida is trending down. I think they are not playing great late the last couple weeks.
I just think our LSU is just a fucking mess.
They're, yeah,
a
their top
mess.
Tight end opted out this morning.
Who their tight end?
Yeah.
I saw that.
67.5 Yeah.
I'm gonna take like Florida that. -23.5 I'll jump on the over with you guys. I'm sorry, Rico. I thought that you came up with the over. Under.
No, that was me. Unfortunately,
that was a tough one because they sold just me on it. Threw it deep. Like yeah. every time Alabama, their offense is insane. All right, UNC Miami.
I mean,
game.
I know you know
kind of sold me on that.
You don't have a chance to win the under when you know guys are dropping the ball at the 5 yard line. They're not even reviewing it.
Well, last Monday we walked in and Ben Mintz is like, LSU, I'm telling you right now, I want to put a prop on. They're not going to score. They're not going to score.
That was a Ben Mintz special.
So now Dave says it, and I'm like, all right, it's two guys who are making
well,
good
Mintz
points.
Is a grim reaper.
But no, Ben Mintz won his bet. Ben Mintz won his bet. That is the Ben Mintz special. By hook or by crook, Ben Mintz.
Why
wins
did LSU under?
Under LSU.
He wanted to do a prop where they get shut out, though.
But he did. He won his bet.
Yeah,
because that's what Ben Mintz does. He just shows up and he's just like, "Hey, I have this."
Yeah,
you know, like, "Oh, this game has 1,000 points in it." Well, I had LSU -17.5 It won. Seriously, it's crazy. He's got the guy is insane how he's able to win these bets.
Can't get mad at him though.
No,
so
why would I get mad at him?
No, I'm just saying. He's
why
so
are
positive.
You? Are you mad at him?
No,
oh well, he does
not.
Gamble, and he does work for Barstool, so you probably should get in a fight with him. Like everyone else.
No, he's a positive guy. I like him.
I hate that you don't think you're crazy. That's the only thing that bothers me.
All right.
It's really the only thing that bothers me. If you just like look me in the eyes, you're like, yeah, I'm fucking crazy. I would be like, thank you, finally. Like, we can just move on.
I maybe have got him to, at times, maybe once or twice in the last two presidencies, to be like, yeah, I'm crazy. But then
it
he snaps back
me.
Into like, no, this is all big game.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm just playing a character.
Yeah.
It's not. All right. UNC Miami. Miami -3 over under 67.5 I like Miami in this game.
Big.
Miami. Whoa. Big?
What? I like Miami a lot. Miami seems like they're playing for something. Carolina seems like they had all the hope, and their season is now taking a hit. I like Miami.
Yeah, I mean, Miami got screwed over by the ACC, but so they're playing for nothing. No, I'm taking
top
Miami, too, but
ranking,
they are playing for nothing. Yeah.
Top 10 ranking,
yes,
New Year's Six Bowl, get
not,
the program going,
the ACC.
Build. You're right.
No,
in
no,
the sense
yeah.
of playing for nothing for postseason.
But you're also right.
But playing
we're
for a lot.
Right.
We're both right.
I got the over written down here, 67.5
I'm going to take the over as well. This is becoming a trend, unfortunately.
In ranked matchups this year with the home team's favorite, they're 13-1 straight up. So.
Huh, pretty good.
Okay, nice, Katie. Love that.
I don't have faith.
How do you feel about
Carolina?
That home ranked matchups when the home team is favored, the home team is 13-1 straight up.
Got it.
Nice.
You know what stat? Not to change subjects, but and we talked about it briefly, Dan. But it, I hate a little bit every time because I think I'm 0-3 now. Is college basketball spreads don't matter.
Yeah,
I'm getting killed.
Yeah, that one line has changed everything. From what, like 2 years ago?
Getting killed. Creighton took a money line. They missed the free throw. I took Penn State yesterday, but I had VCU against Penn State, lost on a buzzer beater. They covered. I think there's one other game that I had, like little lines, and my team covered. But
spreads matter.
Spreads seemingly matter, but you said they didn't. And it's like, do they?
That one time I said they didn't.
Oh, you said I was wondering where you got it.
No,
he had a book of research from it. It looked like the Bible. And
just
then
pick winners.
And the takeaway from it was lines don't matter.
Yeah.
Spreads don't matter.
It's kind of actually Dave's doing a Rico to me, where I said one thing to him 2 years
ago.
And he's
really
me
mad
to
about
it.
That.
Well, because you do the thing where you're like, "Well, remember 4 years ago you told me this." I'm like, "What? I didn't.
Just,
I don't remember
that one
saying
stuck
that.
Out though. That was like,
yeah,
oh.
No, that one
so
is stuck out to
like,
me.
Like, all right,
too.
I'll take Creighton. Spread doesn't matter. It mattered.
You call me out on like you're like, hey, you said don't be Nate and Smitty 4 years ago, so that's why I refuse to be in the same zip code as Jeff Nadeau.
Doesn't want the standings.
So you just take a point from 4 years ago and then extract it to something that makes no sense.
I will say Dan gave me the nicest compliment I think you've ever given me at dinner yesterday, that you wished you could be a big balls money line guy.
Yes, it is. It's a fucking awesome.
It's a different
Hank
lifestyle.
Hank has it too. It's a
you had that run in September. Where it was like, fuck.
But
he kept being like, eyeballs up. And every one of them was right there.
Well, those
took
in the games, though. Those
losses.
No, no, we're talking about something different. We're talking about, like, you either are born with it or not. Like, you're the born
well,
with
no,
being
that's what
a,
I'm saying.
Hold on. Let me.
All right, go on.
You're talking about mid-game.
Right.
Watching.
We're talking about something else. Can we say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The comment I gave Dave was, there are certain people that you either are born able to stomach huge money line bets or not. And he can do it. Hank can do it. I always get mad at Hank, but I wish I was like that, where it's like you see a plus 275 and you're like, yup. I always see plus 275 and I'm like, why not take plus 8? Like, that's just how my brain works. Whereas Dave is like, nuts on the table. I wish I was like that.
It's really hurt me in a big way so far this season.
Do you understand it now?
Now I understand it.
What are you?
Compliment to Dave also
guy.
Is that he does put his nuts on the table on mid-game big live spreads.
Believe
as well.
That. I have great eyes.
So what was your? Are you a money line guy?
No.
Yeah.
I don't have the stomach for it. You're
it's
right.
Really just
it's very tough.
You either. It's you're born with it or not. You can't fake it one way or the other. You either are or you aren't. Sometimes I'll still dabble in it, but I know, like, even I'll make a money line bet, but I know that's not what I'm doing. Like, I'm not. That's not me. That's
you
not
almost
me.
Got to go bull. I haven't done that. Like the Creighton. I mean, you got to almost protect yourself, but tough business.
Brutal. Shit. Yeah, because
gotta hit that free throw.
Yeah, that was.
They're called free for a reason.
They missed a few right before that, too.
Tough. It's tough. It's like
poor
Coach
mom.
K. It's tough.
Yes, I saw that.
What's with SMU today?
Somebody sent it to me.
How much free gear are you getting these days?
One off.
Yeah. Seems like you're very fashionable. I like the watch, too.
Thanks.
Am I getting a watch for Christmas?
Is it on your list?
I don't know. Is it on your list?
No, it's not on my list.
I'd rather get something on time than something better in the middle of the summer. I'm just going to throw that out.
Secured it.
You secured it?
We're securing it in the process.
So, right. What I'm saying is, if you cannot get this to me in time,
you got it.
Move
you better
on.
Get nothing.
Get me
fine.
Something that I can actually. Because
okay.
When you gave me my Christmas, even though I don't celebrate a gift in August, it didn't feel the same.
Okay. Are we doing when is the Pat Hill officially ending? We haven't decided that. Are we doing bowls?
Got to do bowls.
We have to do bowls.
Bowls are such a fucking crapshoot, though. I think you're able to. Well, what do you want to do? You want to do every bowl, but you have the ability that when you have Iowa State and their quarterback and running back opt
out.
No,
I'm out.
You can switch?
I'm out.
What do you mean?
Because that's going to get confusing.
Yeah, it is going to
get switch
confusing.
A million ways. You're going to have Dylan work on Christmas Eve switching your picks.
No.
All right, no,
so,
you do bowls and
so
you do
whatever
your card.
Bowls we
you
lock
do your card.
In.
We'll have to figure out a minimum amount of bowls that you have to take.
Fine.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do that. So Pat Hill goes all the way to the end of the season.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll have to pick college football playoff.
Pretty much
yes.
Took myself out of contention with that last one.
No, you could be back.
No.
You go to flip it. Go 14-7.
You go 21-0.
All right. Next game, probably one of – actually, you know what? I'll say it. It's my favorite uniform game in the world. I hope no one's wearing whites. I hope it's color on color, USC versus UCLA. The best. When they go blue and versus red or whatever it is, maroon, I don't even know what the fuck it is. There's nothing better. Night game, this is the premier game. There's been so many bad night games this year. Hoping this one's close. We actually just had Keaton Slovis on PMT.
Oh, nice.
Cool guy. Like him. Putting him in my tickler file, even though he's 19, which sounds weird. UCLA plus 3, over under 62. Reek.
USC. They figured out a way to win all these close games. I know it's hard to go undefeated. What's weird is they're 6-0 and no one's talking about them.
Well, yeah.
Even having a shot, which
they're 4-0, so that's probably why no one's talking about them.
Big difference.
Just 4-0. Two
okay.
Games.
I like USC. I like USC.
They're 6-0.
Yeah, I thought they were 6-0.
I like
they play on Sunday night.
Once Oregon lost, a lot of the Pac-12 is like, I'm out on the Pac-12. West Coast Rico's retired this year.
I like UCLA. I think they can win this game.
I hate that I'm on the same side as Rico again. USC minus 3. I like too many overs this week. This is going to be a bloodbath week. I'm predicting it, so stay away from me.
I also like the over.
I'm taking the over 62. All right, last game, Navy-Army at Army at West Point. I don't think I've ever remembered a total this low, 38.
I feel like it's probably them, probably like last year.
No, I feel like it was always been in the low 40s. 38?
Really?
Maybe it started and then gone
I feel like
down.
It was 38. Yeah,
in 18, it was 38 and a half.
38
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah.
What was the last year?
42.
Okay.
14 straight unders.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They can't Army minus it seven.
It's crazy.
Rico.
Navy.
Yeah.
Always take the dog.
That doesn't work. Army got their shit kicked in for like 10 years in a
row. So I basically saved the program. I'm an Army man. Everyone knows that. So I will stick with Army. I don't go against the Army. I love the coach. I wish he was the Michigan coach. I love everything about him. I love his speeches. I love the way they play. I love everything about it. I love this game. As I've said before, I think outside like the Super Bowl, favorite sporting event I've ever been to. So I will take Army. And I highly recommend, obviously not this year, but you get yourself to this game
yes.
at some point.
Well,
yes.
You know where it is next year?
No.
MetLife, 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Are you going to go?
Oh, wow.
I would love to go.
Do you want tickets on the sideline?
It depends. I know you guys have your list of people for
yeah,
the
I got,
show.
Well, I know a guy who could help us.
Oh, no.
Quarterback?
Oh.
No, that's
now okay. You're out.
It looks good on TV. That's fine. I don't be in debt to, you know what I mean? I don't be in debt to people that I'm forever in debt to.
What?
I'm forever in debt to you.
Yeah. Singing a different tune. The man is singing
it's
a different
so
tune
today.
It's
so funny how last week
he gets one little, you know, the other guy steps in it for a minute, and now he's Joe Happy over
it's
there.
It's also
he's
very funny because
like
all Rico
bird.
Says is, I want attaboys, attaboy, attaboys. No, he doesn't.
No, he does
not. He
does
not want attaboys.
He wants something very different.
Yes.
He wants the hand of God to come down on the other guy. He wants the thunder stick on the other guy.
Well,
he doesn't need attaboys.
Attaboys are positive energy. He's a negative energy guy.
He doesn't need attaboys.
Yeah.
He needs exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's
I would
a negative energy guy.
Reaction. I had a camera when that went down.
Oh, my God. Probably popped champagne.
He
probably
must have
popped the bottle of mumps.
Ear to
I added
ear.
It to my ear highlight. Mm-hmm. I clipped it. Put it on my little thing.
Rico's back. Yeah, it's true. You're a negative energy guy. You don't want positive.
What was your thought
on the back
when you saw me reply to that?
What?
What was your
just like a grin?
Did you play levels?
Yeah. Calling. I watched the video of Dave dancing to Calling. It was good. I had my
and then
played the highlight.
The guy doubled down on it too. He's like, "Well,
brutal.
It's only been like 2 days. It's like
brutal.
What is this? This guy
brutal.
Like, I've sold shirts for a decade. I think I know what sells.
Another
shirts.
One, Rico. Another one. You're good, man. You're good. You get these guys. We're trying to build a gambling empire, and every gambling guy we bring in here, you just fucking
have
get them fired. It's crazy.
Wonder Woman, like as anybody,
the dude's not fired yet.
Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Gail, so, you know, like, the bad guy, he just puts thoughts, like, he bad thoughts in people. That's almost like what Rico somehow did to the dude. Why don't you tweet at him?
Yeah.
Like, why'd you take the shirt down?
It's crazy.
Like, it was such an absurd thing to tweet at me.
They
like,
all
is this
just...
fucking guy serious? Then he's asking for his $1,000 that I owe him, and I pay everybody. I haven't seen the dude. This guy, no, I mean.
Wait, he's saying you don't pay up?
He's like, it's not about the money. It's about, like, the respect. It's like, I haven't even paid balls. I haven't seen balls. I'm walking around with cash in my pocket. This idiot.
Rico's loving this.
This idiot.
But, Dave.
Show up.
Dave,
do your work. Stay
Dave.
In your lane. That's my
yeah.
job. That's my job.
Yeah,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
two
yeah,
presidencies.
You pout.
You
stay
no.
in your lane.
Daddy,
yeah, you
come
stay
save
in your lane.
Me. Come fight for me, Daddy.
You are the least stay in your lane guy
of
in the
all
history
time.
Of lane.
Of all
if
time.
If this was a swimming pool in the Olympics, you're zigging out
yeah.
and crossing
kicking
every
other
lane.
People.
Yeah. And then when it's over, you get up and you look, you're like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, why is everyone bleeding and dead? I stayed in my lane. You're a race car driver just fucking knocking everyone off the fucking track and being like, what? I stayed in my lane.
Yeah.
I didn't do shit. How'd that happen? Car wreck. Every time we hire someone. I will say, though, smart guy about college basketball. The dude to do.
Oh, he's an expert.
Yeah.
Well, he puts out picks and then takes them back.
I did that once.
It's tough.
Rico's never done that?
Not that I've seen.
Before the game?
He doesn't
like,
really
did
give
that
picks.
Literally
he
last
podcast
he literally did that 2 weeks
out,
ago
like,
with Alabama.
Waited, I was waiting.
He literally did it 2 weeks ago with Alabama. He took it off the card, then put it back on the card, then took it off the card,
was,
then took it back
no,
on the card.
I was
card.
Waiting for a better number, and I still gave it out. I just gave it out at less units.
Man of honor.
You've never taken a pick off the card?
Not off the top of my head.
Mm.
I don't know how anyone can take a pick off the card, because then it's like you bet it. Once the pick's in the, it's like I'd kill myself.
Well, he did say that he bought it out, which that makes sense if you eat the juice.
Oh, yeah, I guess I have.
He said he
that.
Bought it out. Yeah. So if he reflected in his units that he bought it out, I think that's a totally fair move. You don't want to make a habit of it. Hank's got all the receipts.
What else
did
we
you
got?
Did you bet that game?
I did. I listened to him say it, and then I bet it, and then it was like too late.
Yeah. I had the easiest win maybe in my life.
I didn't follow him on Twitter, so Minnesota, like, how am I supposed
plus
to know?
Penn State plus +5.
Insane.
Won by like 100.
They started the game 17-0.
Yeah.
Crazy. How are you doing in hoops?
Not great.
Should we keep the other guy around for a little bit longer?
The other guy's sharp with college hoops. He just must not have any sort of brain.
No, yeah, Rico got in his brain. Rico texted him and was like, hey, why don't you tweet Dave?
Why'd they take those shirts
that.
Down? No one's explained to me why they take their shirts down.
Rico, you know what? Actually,
what do you mean nobody?
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's not that crazy to say that Rico might have a burner that DM'd
100%.
Him and was like,
the
hey,
hype circle. Yeah, he doesn't need a burner. He's got a fucking
henchman. Hey, you know what Dave really respects is if you tell him that he's cheaping you out on a bet.
Yeah.
He really will respect you for that.
Why? No one's explained to me why they're taking the shirts down. If we sell 250 of them, we'll keep them up. If not, we'll take them down. It literally couldn't have been clearer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking them down because we're selling shirts. Like, I give a fuck about anything but put money in the company's pocket so we can pay all these people.
Was it even over 100 shirts?
No.
Jeez.
Yeah. Sheesh. It was somewhere between 100 and the best-selling Hooligans jersey of all time. Do the math. All right. Rico, by the way, we had Tiffany Amber Thiessen on.
Yeah, that was a mean text last night.
Why?
You know I want to meet her. I would have.
She wasn't here.
I would have said hello. I would have showed her my shirts.
I read some of your lines to her, and she was quite appalled.
What lines?
Just a couple of things you've written about her.
All right. She was appalled?
I wouldn't say appalled, but like, whoa, but, that guy wrote that?
You know,
whoa.
Maybe looking at security.
Yeah, she said, how old is he?
That's not nice. What did I say that's bad?
No, you didn't say anything bad.
I didn't.
Yeah. I did read some of the lines, and I explained to her your blog series, which are we ever getting? So for people who don't know, Rico has a blog series. It's been 4 years in the making.
No,
he's released one blog. It is Saved by the Bell episodes.
You know who we got out here, too? K. Marco.
Yeah.
Another guy that you took out.
Yeah, you took him out. Yeah, you did.
Absolutely not.
Rico has a graveyard.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. That was Kirk.
Yeah, no.
Rico was part of it. You didn't have a major problem with the way he published your blogs?
He didn't do the...
Did you?
He didn't.
Did you complain about...
Lead the charge.
You didn't complain about that.
Saying that he blocked me on the back end, like kind of like amping it up theater-wise? Yeah. Did I ever have a personal problem with the guy? No.
When he wouldn't publish your blogs, you were complaining pretty loudly to me.
I actually think you can go through the list of people.
Yeah, I mean, I called radio. I was like, yeah, it's intellectual property. He owes me that. Like,
it's true.
Ask Camarco if I've ever said a bad word to him.
You mean like directly to him?
Yeah.
As opposed to about him.
Every text. I've also sent
but
him.
About
I've
him.
Sent him gifts of,
but
like,
about
of
him.
Us doing pick and rolls. And being like, like alley oops, like,
yeah, right.
Camarco's
but
in
that's
on
what
it.
You do.
I have zero
too.
Problem with Camarco.
You like, you're like, yo, Dave, fire this guy, and then you text him on the side, right. Being like, hey, you like this play
right.
We're running,
right? No,
yes, you do. Your tweet,
that was
send
a pick,
the text.
No, Camarco is pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the blog, which I'm very, very interested in seeing the rest
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I got to get
it's fantastic.
Get
it is
two.
Saved by the Bell episodes.
Ranked in tiers of steakhouses.
proprietary
are
ranking
are we ever
going to
get?
Yes, you can't rush that.
Can we get it?
What?
Can we get
it? Yeah, I got to do part two.
Can we get a date for two?
Part two will be up before Easter.
Okay.
No,
I can live with that.
How about Valentine's Day?
No.
What about a Valentine's Day blog special?
Maybe.
That'd be nice.
I can live with Easter. I can live with Easter.
All right, it'll be
Easter. Do you even know? Do you have like a couple that you haven't? Where'd you rank? What'd you rank the famous Jesse one?
That's up there. Yeah, that'll be like.
Have you done that one?
No, not yet.
What are some
the
of
only
ones,
ones
you've done?
I did were basically like the clip show episodes, which don't really count.
So what do they count as?
And a lot of the Tory episodes.
What is this?
It was Outback.
And then what? Oh, I like Outback. See, this is a problem with the ranking system. What if I like Outback?
I mean, you could like Outback, but it's you're not going to like it as much as fucking Morton's.
Okay.
Or Catch.
Okay, and then what's...
Or American Cut.
What's the Tory episodes?
Tory episodes are Outback.
And what's the clip shows?
Outback. The lowest tier.
Got it. So there's multiple episodes in one tier.
You
want
to tease for the next one?
Yeah.
The next one is Ruth's Chris.
Okay.
Old Reliables. You go out of state, it's like, ah.
Wait, how many blogs are in this series?
At least four.
And you've done one in how long?
I've done one in a year.
Well,
I came up with it a couple of years.
No, you've been talking about far longer than a year.
Yeah, but get putting pen to paper.
April is
Easter.
Do you get like headaches when you try to write it?
Yeah. Well, I wrote 400, or close to 1,000 words on the intro of how much it meant to me. Fucking, I mean, this...
This is good crazy.
Yeah.
I like this crazy. Right. This is the good
this
crazy.
Is what I'm
this
dealing
is a
with.
Good crazy Rico. I love this crazy Rico. The let's get everyone fired who I don't like Rico is a different cup of tea for me.
I don't
love
hate
this
him
Rico.
Either. It's all one big, you know, stew of insanity, which I don't hate.
Right. That's the problem. Is some of the good voice talks to the bad
right,
voice.
Right. You mix it. It's
they all sit around the dinner table and
I've like, hey, you see about this
about myself, and I've said about Belichick. You can't pick and choose. You are what you take out. The fact that you're literally a madman. That's the only thing. But no madman realizes they're a madman. But you are. You're like Dan knows. I've said that.
Yep.
I've said that about. You for years. I was like,
I have my doubts, but now
he's
I don't.
Off the reservation.
Yeah, I used to be like, no, he's okay, and
I
now
a lot
I'm
of it's
totally
the business,
changed.
You know?
No, you're just off the reservation.
That, it's this business.
No,
is
you're like,
I think in 10 years
like
we'll be in Nantucket, all like having a few laughs.
No, you're a crazy
be like
person.
Looking back on the times.
I like you, but you're crazy.
In 10 years, you'll be in Nantucket, like peeking through the bushes at Dave's house, like doing a pick'em. With Dave sitting in his pool, like 100 yards away, you'll be like, yeah, hey, Fresno State, Dave. And Dave's just sitting there, and then they have to call the cops and take you away. That's 10 years.
Okay.
But play the hits. And then Dave looks up, he's like, Rico, what? I've had a restraining order on you for 5 years.
I do worry that. When he hangs it up,
you're crazy.
It. I never see him again.
You're crazy. I was wrong on that. I like to look for the good in people. There is no good in you.
What are you gonna do?
Waiting for that. There's good in you.
What are you gonna do?
I love you. Hey,
thanks.
You're one of my I love you guys. I got three.
Right
I love you guys. You, Brandon, and Billy.
Yeah, Billy's a new love.
You gotta
guy,
let
right?
him. You gotta let them know you love them so that they don't go crazy.
And we'll be right back to pick 'em after this from our friends at Simply Safe. Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe. Whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency, Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection. With Simply Safe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitors in the business. We've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMTs when you need them most straight to your door. I have Simply Safe in my apartment. It is the best thing we ever had. Keeps my wife safe at night, especially when it's cold, dark, on a block like that. Always good to have Simply Safe. Thank you, Simply Safe, for everything you do. Simply Safe has an arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home. You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy. Then Simply Safe's professionals take over monitoring your home 24/7 and ready to send help the moment there's an alarm. Plus, with Simply Safe, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees or installation codes. Right now, listeners get a free home security camera when you purchase a Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/pick'em. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Visit simplysafe.com/pick'em for your free security camera today. That's simplysafe.com/pick'em, P-I-C-K-E-M.
All right, let's do some picks, and we'll get out of here. Rico, why don't you lead us off?
Sure.
Pat Hill's coming down to it.
Okay. Kent State -4. Their defense is struggling, but their offense is good enough to outscore them. I'll take Kent State -4.
I think that game's canceled.
That game's canceled?
Yeah.
Great.
Hot start.
Bama, Arkansas, over 68. I'll also take the first half over 37. I think this is the same kind of thing. Bama's in. The
Bama's in what?
Bama's in the SEC title game.
Yeah, they can't lose this game, though.
I know they won't lose the game.
But, I mean, they can't lose
pull
this
back.
Game.
They'll pull back a little bit. Arkansas will get me exactly what I need.
But okay. Dave's right. If they lose this game, they're fucked.
Right. They're still... Okay. They're not going to be as amped up for Arkansas. They're also going to pull back the defense when they have enough of a lead. There's no question they're going to lose the game. But Arkansas will get me the 14 I might need to take the over.
Okay.
They have to win
or,
the game.
And that's why I kind of like the first half.
I have no problem Bama with comes out and kills but Bama them. Needs to win the game.
Right.
They can't lose to Arkansas.
Okay. And that's why I didn't want to touch the spread. Excuse me.
Oh, come on, Rico. Be a professional.
I'm trying. You got me all right flustered. You burp right I'll take the thing. Over.
Well, you forgot that Bama can't lose the game.
I know they can't lose the game.
Sounded like the way you
practiced. I think you thought they could lose the game.
No, they can't.
Yeah, no, I thought you. I think you thought they'll lose the game, win the SEC championship, and be in. I don't think that's how it works. If they lose to Arkansas, I think they're out.
But they cannot lose the game.
Okay, and I don't think they will.
I don't either.
But they'll be looking ahead that Arkansas gets enough points I need. Florida LSU over 67.5. That's the same rationale. Coastal minus 13.5. They're just too good. Memphis Houston over 62.5. Did that get fucking canceled again? Texas.
Shout out to DEFCON boys, by the way. That was tough. I was not happy with them.
Oh.
And they're a great group of guys. Name that tune, all that stuff. The DEFCON boys were counting bets before they cashed.
Yeah, we didn't put that
in the... Because
they
weren't seeing game flow.
We got to put that in the instruction you gotta, manual. Don't talk to Dan about gambling.
Well, no, it's more that I don't know what it is. Maybe I just am born with a gift, but like you can understand, even if a game is going over, you can have like one or two possessions in the third quarter, and it will completely shift.
Totally
it. And it happened in that game where it was like, wait, the math doesn't check out here.
No,
if they trade a couple punts, we're fucked, and exactly what happened.
Kansas, Texas, over 61. Texas might score 60 themselves. Buffalo, Akron, over 59. Buffalo scores 50 a game.
Shout out Akron, first win.
They're playing hard. Yeah, Dave, you guys said that a couple weeks ago.
I had them last
right.
week.
Buffalo score a million. I'll take that over. I'm on every fucking over. You talk about a team that wants nothing to do with it, like Michigan. Florida State has basically quit on the season. Duke sucks. I'll take Duke plus 5. Navy plus 7, and I'm waiting on a lock.
I think Duke's had, like, the record-breaking, interceptions and fumbles this year. They're, like, insane. Bad team, but I like that pick. Dave.
Over in Pitt, Georgia Tech, 54.
Same. 52,
We lost that over last week, though, right?
I know. I went 1-1. And one. Yeah, that over I lost. The BC one went way over. What is it?
ACC, Dave.
I'm trying to find it.
I'll continue. I've
52 and 54 is a big difference. I feel like we
it is a big difference.
All right, keep going. Sorry.
Arizona plus 11 against Arizona State.
54. You're right. My bad.
I have somebody at home minus 1.5 against Utah.
Colorado.
I have Buffalo minus 32 against Akron. Akron's
good pick.
Playing tough, but they're going to beat them by 60.
Why wouldn't you want to take the over? It's only 59. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. Whatever. You don't want to take it, don't take it, bud.
Take the over. He made this over for you. Take it.
You think they're going to score how many? What's the line? 30?
I said they could win by 32.
Over.
I mean, there's a lot
okay,
of...
So
this over just came out of the oven. Rico made it for you. Take it.
What are they saying? 42-7?
Fine.
You're right
take
there.
The over.
Take the over.
It's on
take
you
the
if
over.
That loses. Yeah, oh, that's all. I'm going to place a real bet on that. That's on you. Your phone's going to be... blowing up if they lose that.
Right.
You just put your reputation. You just vouch for this pick.
Fuck. All right. Take the over.
Let me write
good
that
pick,
on.
Rico.
What is it?
Over. Rico likes it up to 70.
But what is it?
59.
All right. That's a vouch.
Yeah.
Official.
Yeah.
We're in. Let's go.
Yes. Let's go.
What about an envelope, huh?
No. He's done enough.
That
was my original goal with this.
I know.
Come in, win, and then just ask for the envelope.
But what happens when you have a 21-unit Saturday?
Then that's why it's a good system. You get a percentage of the winners and nothing to losers. I like that system.
Dave would have lost $1.3 million on Marshall.
We wouldn't, this relationship wouldn't exist.
But he would have won a million on BYU a couple weeks before, and then Kansas State.
Troy plus 13 and a half.
Had a 9-0 run ahead.
Troy plus 13.5 against Coastal. I'm just going strict letdown.
Like that.
I got
Purdue plus 10 against Indiana. I think that's a close game, rivalry game. Iowa.
It might get canceled, but yep.
Minus 1.5. They'll kill Wisconsin. I don't know if they'll kill them. They're going to beat Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin's bad.
The over in North Carolina, Miami, 67.5. Over in LSU, Florida, 68. UCLA, plus 3 at home against USC, plus the over, 62. I got a lot of overs, too. Mississippi State at home, plus 6.5 against Auburn. I think they can win that game. I got the over in Virginia Tech, 62.
Yep.
I am taking San Diego State plus 16 against BYU, also a letdown game. Washington State at home plus 2.5 against Cal. Oregon State plus 3 at home against Stanford. Fresno plus 11.5 at New Mexico, minus 11.5, excuse me. Hawaii on Island, minus 20.5 against UNLV.
All right, my card real quick. Pitt, Georgia Tech over 54. Miami of Ohio minus 24. Utah, Colorado over 49. Buffalo minus 32.
Good pick. I can't let two guys be in the hole. Like, I mean, now what am I going to do? Get barraged both ways?
As your client, do you suggest I take that over?
I feel like you would have taken it anyway. I also feel like it might be on the card. It could be a trap.
As your client.
Go ahead, take it.
All right, add that over to my card. Over 59.
I need that over.
Minnesota, Nebraska over 59. Minnesota plus 10. Utah State, Colorado over 52.5. I like way too many overs. UTEP, North Texas over 63. Virginia Tech over 62. This is going
but
to be a bloody Saturday.
It's the end of the year. No one's playing defense. I think we're in a good spot with these overs.
That's
famous last words.
Knock on wood. All right.
I said I think.
Mortal Locks.
All right.
Dylan. Illinois. I like that pick.
I had him last week. I got very lucky with the over in that game last week. Yes. Very lucky. I thought it was going to be a double loser.
Aria. Colorado minus two. Hank.
Under in the Buffalo game.
Oh, wow.
And you're a rider? He's a rider. You're a rider.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're an adoo-to-doer.
Nope.
Yeah, you're fading us. You're literally fading us.
I'm fading all
three
of you.
You know how much is on the line. You're going to take the under?
Not a rider.
All right, I'll take the over. Fuck it.
Take the under.
No. I want your pity over.
No, yeah, take the under. We don't want the pity over.
All right,
over.
Fine. I'll take the under.
Not a rider.
All right, fine.
What are you taking, Liam?
What, you got somewhere to go?
No. Liam should get a fair shake.
No, I was going to say
Liam. Done hearing about people taking pity overs.
Yeah, I was about to go. Do you got something to do?
Yeah, I got a meeting at 1.
Yeah, I can feel it. I feel it. You got
to
do the ads.
No, we had the guest. What?
You got to do the ads.
Yeah, I'll do the ads.
All right.
It's about.
What is it about?
No, it's a sponsor meeting.
About?
Us.
Just making money for the company.
Stool Benchmark. Yeah, they want to do more. How do we? Well, let's have a meeting. Brainstorm.
Who's the meeting with? Just you, Marty, and Jake?
Did you call the meeting? You guys get over the other B-Mob in the rankings before.
We are.
Are you?
Yeah, and the episodes are nowhere near the top 200. Mm-hmm. Always have been consistent top 100.
But I saw the rankings. I didn't see.
How do we get the numbers?
That was the initial.
I know
problem.
You don't. Can we get the? Can I get the numbers? I'll do it every week. I love measuring myself.
B-Mob 13 listens. Other B-Mob 14.
Okay.
Hey, you're doing good. Okay, I love you.
Thanks,
Katie.
Florida.
Dave.
Iowa.
I'm taking Wake Forest, Louisville over 64.
Good pick.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I'm not going to do a double because it fucked me.
Do
so,
it.
So put this
don't
on my card.
Don't be scared.
First half. Oklahoma minus 7. I'm taking Oklahoma minus 13.5. We saw them get torched. West Virginia get torched last week versus Iowa State.
This is a classic Reek pick. I like it.
Oklahoma's got a better offense. Oklahoma's
I like
good.
No,
I
like
Oklahoma.
It. I like
Give
it's
me
14. It's 14.
It's 14 now?
Yeah.
Fine. I liked it last night when it was 13.5. But we'll take it 14. I think Oklahoma rolls.
I actually don't disagree. I was wrong. You were right.
Yeah.
West Virginia has 8th best passing defense in the nation.
Right, but we talked about them getting killed on the run, remember?
We did talk
Oklahoma
about that.
Oklahoma doesn't really run the ball that much.
Barstool Bench Mob, number 53. Big man on basketball, number 58.
Oh, there you go.
It's
part of my take.
Fighting, Reek.
Close. It's a battle.
Whoa. We need it. I'm rooting for B-Mob. What? I am. I'm
best.
Rooting for B-Mob. What? Are you not rooting for B-Mob?
No.
I'm rooting for B-Mob to win. How do you even...
When do you want to do the bowl episode? Christmas week?
May have to be. Yeah, we'll see. May we'll, yeah.
December 22nd, Tuesday. All right, that's the show.
Great show.
All right, cool. Great show.